He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Quack Watch. Is this quackery? Is this one of those crazy natural ideas that's just going to end up hurting us? Or are coffee enemas really safe? Can they help with cancer? There's a whole clinic called the Gerson Clinic. They were in Mexico, and then they were in Sedona, Arizona, that relied heavily on the use of coffee enemas. We're not kidding. We are talking about taking coffee that's diluted at room temperature, putting it in an enema bag or in a canister, laying down on your left side, and shooting the coffee in. And it's not something that's as uncommon as you think. So the question is it safe or is it just fake? Let me start out with the origins of it. Coffee enemas, there's nothing new about them. It actually started in World War I. Germans, as a culture, use a lot of enemas as treatments. They use it as sort of a pathway to deliver medicines. They'll rehydrate using enemas. They will do all sorts of medicines, herbal medicines and things in enemas. They'll put probiotics in enemas to get good bacteria in there. And they're fairly safe and effective therapies. One of the things they started doing in World War I is, with the soldiers that were real sick, rather than taking the coffee that was old and cold and throwing it out, they started putting it in enema bags. And this is a true story. And what they found is, at least what they claimed, because we don't have any real research reports, is they claimed that a lot of the people with infections got better and that they actually saved lives, that this coffee they were just throwing out into the battlefield was going in people's rectums and intestines, and they were getting a lot better. A couple of things they noticed off the bat was better pain control, better infection control, but also if they were constipated, it would clear out a lot of the stool. Moving on, coffee enemas became a very big staple in a lot of alternative cancer therapies, but there was a tragedy. There was the deaths of several people, and I believe it was in the 70s and 80s, and it was reported in the JAMA, in the Journal of American Medical Association, where people were doing two or three coffee enemas a day, where they were taking 2 to 3 cups of coffee, brewed coffee, organic, lukewarm temperatures, putting it in their rectum and cleaning out, and they were doing it 2-3 times a day, and what happened is they dehydrated. All that coffee took the place of the water in their body. They lost sodium, they lost potassium, and they had heart arrhythmias, as anybody that can be dehydrated can, and they died. It was a terrible tragedy. So then coffee enemas became the poster child. In fact, in the JAMA article, it said naturopathic therapy kills 2 or 3. I can't remember how many died. But it wasn't naturopaths doing it. It was actually medical doctors performing it, and they were doing it improperly. They were giving way too much coffee and doing it way too often, and people died as a result. So, yeah, it's a naturopathic therapy. We own it. But it was done improperly, and it was done by medical doctors improperly. So at the end of it, Quack Watch doesn't really get any help out of looking at that story. It doesn't help us because it was being done properly. So when we look at this therapy a little more in depth, we then get over to the cancer clinics. And the cancer clinics started doing this with the claim that coffee enemas can help you make glutathione. And glutathione is a toxin that can bind up, is an antioxidant that can bind things up in your liver, and especially estrogens and hormone-like things, and get them out of your body. A very powerful antioxidant. Glutathione, it's in supplements. Glutathione, it's in IVs now. Glutathione from coffee going in your rectum. So they claimed that it did go up, and that it would go up by breaking down an enzyme called glutathione S transferase, and that would force the body to make more of that. One of these things we trick the body with. It kind of brings down the glutathione a little, but forces the body to overproduce it. So now we've got some science showing the raising of glutathione using enemas, using coffee enemas. A guy named Dr. Max Gerson suggested up to 6 per day, but as we saw, that can actually be dangerous and kill you. What does Quack Watch say about coffee enemas? There is literally evidence saying that, hey, it raises this wonderful antioxidant, but then yet people died with it. It's a little more than just kind of a a joke at this point. It's something that we really need to take seriously. Coffee enemas are generally considered to, for most medicine, to be unsafe and that they should be avoided. However, I think the coffee enemas have their place in medicine, and here's where. 1 cup to 2 cups of organic brewed coffee mixed with water in an enema, washed in and washed out, will help clear the stool and clear the bile out of the body. This is clinically a fact. My estrogen dominant patients need to raise their glutathione, and especially in my estrogen dominant patients that have constipation, for me, coffee enemas are an absolute godsend. What we do is first the coffee, then rinse in and out, and everybody's got their own strategies. And then you use water with a teaspoon of salt and a teaspoon of baking soda, and then you rinse it in and rinse out. And then the last is you put probiotics in, a couple capsules of probiotic. Now, I'm not going to put my own version of it up there. The caution there is that after coffee, you do have to use something to neutralize it and get the sodium back up in your body to be safe. Never, ever do more than one in a day. So what does Quackwatch say? Quackwatch says that coffee enemas have their place in medicine. And it's not just a crazy stunt that started in World War One has never left medicine. Coffee enemas, when done properly, do raise glutathione in my patients. Glutathione being this powerful antioxidant that can help possibly prevent cancer, as well as help prevent heart attacks and strokes. But I think its key strength is in the ability to help people with constipation. When you think about drinking coffee, a lot of people drink coffee and then they pass stool. Well, that also works in the other end. Coffee is an irritant to the intestines, and it gets the intestines to squeeze out stool. I would rather them use coffee than medications like Miralax, which is a form of radiator fluid. It's a toxic substance. It doesn't get in your bloodstream, Miralax, and it can be effective for constipation, but it's a toxin. So if I'm having patients with constipation using Miralax, which is a very toxic substance, and they're drinking it orally to get it to irritate the intestines to pass stool, versus taking a cup of organic coffee and mixing it in and putting it in your rectum and then getting my patients to empty out. And then I have the ability to take a few capsules of probiotics and good bacteria and put them into the intestines in order. So now I not only have all the stool out, but I have good bacteria culturing and growing. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. Integrative cardiologist, Dr. Decker Weiss. There is a limited safe use of coffee enemas out there. Last piece, honestly, don't do them without doctor's supervision. I know you can type in on the internet and find 30, 40 recipes out there for coffee enemas, but they're not safe done without being under a doctor's supervision. We demonstrate that. Please understand that people meaning well, even guided under certain physicians, died when doing them improperly. So, yeah, if you're going to do this without a doctor's supervision, it falls under the quack realm. It is absolutely quackery, and you shouldn't touch it. But there is a limited use for coffee enemas for women with estrogen dominance, for patients of both sexes with constipation, where they just are required to take serious medications like Miralax and things every day. Sometimes you come from the other end with a doctor supervising you with some coffee enemas and your probiotics, and I'll tell you, it makes these patients feel a lot better. When you've had a chronic constipation and you start moving your bowels and you start feeling better every day, you'll be glad that coffee enemas did not fall on the quack watch list. Well, I'm Dr. Decker Weiss, the heart of integrative medicine, and we're at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. Look over RadioMD.com. Look at our blogs. Go over to Facebook and like us, because we like you. Stay well.